The courtroom was an austere place, a large, dark chamber, clearly designed for justice rather than, for instance, for pleasure. You wouldn't hold a dinner party there, at least not a successful one. The decor would get your guests down. The ceilings were high, vaulted, and very dark. Shadows lurked there with grim determination. The panelling for the walls and benches, the cladding of the heavy pillars, all were carved from the darkest and most severe tree in the fearsome forest of Argelbard. The massive black podium of justice which dominated the centre of the chamber was a monster of gravity. If a sunbeam had ever managed to slink this far into the justice complex of Argobuthan, it would have turned around and slunk straight back out again. Arthur and Trillian were the first in, whilst Ford and Zaphod bravely kept a watch on their rear. At first, it seemed totally dark and deserted. Their footsteps echoed hollowly round the chamber. This seemed curious. All the defences were still in position and operative around the outside of the building. They had run scan checks. Therefore, they had assumed the truth-telling must still be going on. But there was nothing. Then, as their eyes became accustomed to the darkness, they spotted a dull red glow in a corner, and behind the glow, a live shadow. They swung a torch round onto it. Prak was lounging on a bench, smoking a listless cigarette. "Aye," he said with a little half-wave. His voice echoed through the chamber. He was a little man with scraggy hair. He sat with his shoulders hunched forward and his head and knees kept jiggling. He took a drag of his cigarette. They stared at him. "What's going on?" said Trillian. "Nothing," said the man and jiggled his shoulders. Arthur shone his torch full on Prak's face. "We thought," he said, "that you were meant to be telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth."
"Oh, that," said Prak. "Yeah, I was. I finished. There's not nearly as much of it as people imagine. Some of it's pretty funny, though."
He suddenly exploded into about 3 seconds of maniacal laughter and stopped again. He sat there, jiggling his head and knees. He dragged on his cigarette with a strange half-smile. Ford and Zaphod came forward out of the shadows.
"Tell us about it," said Ford.
"Oh, I can't remember any of it now," said Prak. "I thought of writing some of it down, but first I couldn't find the pencil, and then I thought, why bother?"
There was a long silence, during which they thought they could feel the universe age a little. Prak stared into the torchlight. "None of it," said Arthur at last. "You can remember none of it."
"No, except most of the good bits were about frogs. I remember that."
Suddenly he was hooting with laughter again and stamping his feet on the ground.
"You would not believe some of the things about frogs," he gasped. "Come on, let's go out and find ourselves a frog. Boy, will I ever see them in a new light."
He leapt to his feet and did a tiny little dance. Then he stopped and took a long drag at his cigarette.
"Let's find a frog I can laugh at," he said simply. "Anyway, who are you guys?"
"We came to find you," said Trillian, deliberately not keeping the disappointment out of her voice. "My name is Trillian." Prak jiggled his head. "Ford Prefect," said Ford Prefect with a shrug. Prak jiggled his head.
"And I,"
said Zaphod, when he judged that the silence was once again deep enough to allow an announcement of such gravity to be tossed in lightly,
"am Zaphod Beeblebrox."
Prak jiggled his head.
"Who's this guy?"
said Prak, jiggling his shoulder at Arthur, who was standing silent for a moment, lost in disappointed thoughts.
"Me," said Arthur. "Oh, my name's Arthur Dent."
Prak's eyes popped out of his head.
"No kidding!" he yelped. "You are Arthur Dent? The Arthur Dent?"
He staggered backwards, clutching his stomach and convulsed with fresh paroxysms of laughter.
"Hey! Just think of meeting you!" he gasped. "Boy!" he shouted. "You are the most... Wow, you just leave the frog standing!"
He howled and screamed with laughter. He fell over backwards onto the bench. He hollered and yelled in hysterics. He cried with laughter. He kicked his legs in the air. He beat his chest. Gradually, he subsided, panting. He looked at them. He looked at Arthur. He fell back again, howling with laughter. Eventually, he fell asleep.
Arthur stood there with his lips twitching, whilst the others carried Prak comatose onto the ship.